This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
It's all meant to be insane. Everything the globalist does is about to make us shut down and just give in to them. Look at some of these headlines. Supreme Court, nearly half of Oklahoma is given to an Indian reservation for a pedophile. Yes, you can't make that up. Ghislaine Maxwell made to wear paper clothes due to suicide risk. Privacy alert, your iPhone is quietly tracking everything you do everywhere you go. That's Fox News telling us that. Oh, and then there's a Wall Street Journal article owned by the same people telling us that everything we do psychologically is being watched by the phone. It's all coming out. Everything we talked about before, they didn't want people to resist then. They didn't want opinions formed against it before it was rolled out. But now they're rolling it out, and now they're telling us pedophilia is good, world government's good, dying is good, having no rights is good.
And everything has COVID right behind it. So, oh, you can't have a protest because of COVID. Oh, you can't organize a group of people. You can't go to church because of COVID. Now you're going to be arrested or fined if you dare violate. So, you know, just accept it. Just accept it.
By the way,
new overlord.
We have this video, right? I meant to play it at the start of the show. De Blasio says BLM protesters can continue while canceling all other large events. And he used the same thing they all use, apples and oranges. So your church isn't essential, but the BLM can continue. So everything else is shut down, but Democrats, they're saying, we rule the streets. Don't leave your house, but we rule the streets. And when we march, it fights COVID. Literally, 2 + 2 = 500.
Part of me almost wants them, in a kind of diabolical war way, to just shut everything down nationwide, just so conservatives can free up time to fight back. Just so we could have a 10,000 rally strong in 50 cities, just like they have for George Floyd. Who, by the way, I mean, we barely even covered this. I mentioned it yesterday. The transcripts came out from George Floyd.
That he was already couldn't breathe and was asking to lay him on the ground.
He was foaming at the mouth, smashing his head against the cop vehicle on the inside, ranting and raving in the back seat. Like you said, then started coming down from his drug trip.
Excited delirium.
Asked them to take him out of the vehicle and put them on the ground. Again, I'm not glad George Floyd died. You know what? Maybe that cop does deserve some punishment. You can review it and decide. I don't live in Minneapolis.
But it's another Democrat city. They knew each other. And all of this is the excuse for what they've done. It has nothing to do with black people. It's about bringing the country down, sinking the ship.
And they haven't stopped rioting since. They haven't stopped. And they get carte blanche. But, oh, if you want to go out and even drive your car over a gay pride thing that's been painted on the road, well, we're going to investigate you for a hate crime.
We're going to go watch the cameras, and we're going to contact you, and you're going to get in trouble.
So this is the new world. This is
a cult. Imagine if Scientologists painted their flag on the ground, and you drove over it. They come after you. They'd arrest them all.
So what do we do? I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, so I kind of want them to shut everything down, and then finally maybe Trump supporters and conservatives, 10,000 strong per city, will get out in the streets. It's like if we all went out to Austin and 10,000 of us painted over the Austin Black Matters or whatever it is, what are they going to do? Arrest all of us? But you know, if one or two people did it.
Guarantee you they'd say it was a hate crime.
If one or two people did it, but if 10,000 people did it, what are they going to do?
All I know is that this is pure crap. Because they claim Black Lives Matter when the group doing it literally is founded to kill black people and their mission statement is no nuclear family. That'll kill everybody.
And yeah. You know, Alex, I actually brought up that point to one of the BLM protesters the other night and he had no idea. I was like, he was like, well, who said that? And I said, the founders of Black Lives Matter, they're literally talking about dismantling the nuclear family. They're pro-abortion.
And their main mission is black trans men. That's exactly. Black men getting their balls cut off.
And the people who stand up for Black Lives Matter have no idea. They have no idea.
I represent black people. I'm here to chop your balls off.
And that's why when I was talking to them and I said, hey, here's what we should do. End the war on drugs, release all nonviolent criminals tomorrow, and probably lower the drinking age, raise speed limits. You need to cut interactions between citizens and police down. And they were kind of like, huh, that's a good solution.
And have police target more white-collar crime in the establishment.
But no one ever suggests that.
No, let's sterilize black boys. And then we really like blacks.
Well, you know what? What that guy said over there was actually really accurate, and I agree, but he's white. And
I love black people so much, I want to abort them, and if they made it out of mama, cut their balls off.
The Southern Poverty Law Center
liberal.
Told me not to listen
chop
to that
their
guy.
Balls. Chop their balls! Chop their balls!
BLM! 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 BLM!
As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush. Run by Planned Parenthood, original funding towards Soros. Their main mission is to get rid of black people. I mean, go read it. It's ridiculous. And then, like, and we want to make black men trans. That's our main mission, to get rid of the nuclear family. I mean, if I wanted to get rid of people, I'd say, chop your balls off and don't have a nuclear family. I mean, that means sterilize you, kill you. So it's the other arm of that, and the left's like, yeah. You know, we're like winking at me, and I'm like, I don't want to kill black people. Oh, come on, come on. And, but, I mean, I got to tell you, black folks, they're your total enemy. I mean, you just need to wake up, Savannah.
I completely agree, Alex, and we've seen that in the exact, I mean, everything that's been going on for the past couple of months and how they've weaponized the black community, used their own emotions against them. Now we're seeing all this rioting in the street. We're seeing more death in the black community as a response to all of this, and it's very sad to see. So I wish people would really wake up to what's actually going on and how they're being used as pawns in society today to further push political agendas and further push these bad ideas.
Yeah, because it's mainly white people leading it till now. Now we have footage coming into New York of the church with black dudes going in threatening to beat everybody up. I mean, folks, you don't want to be lured into doing that.
Exactly. And, you know, I think at the beginning of all of this, I just saw somebody say that Black Lives Matter is great at marketing because their organization looks like, you know, it's just about Black Lives Matter. But then again, if you really look into the organization as a whole, you research what they actually stand for. It's opposite of what the real black community actually stands for. Because I've gone and I've talked to so many people that have been a part of this community, and they're like, what about the nuclear family? Like, we all know that children that are raised in a one-parent household have higher rates of going
out of crime. How did they get these black guys to go to a multiracial church and threaten to kick people's asses and yell at people's little kids? I mean, I'm surprised these guys did not get their asses beat bad.
You know what? The answer to that is, Alex, it's very simple, and this happens all the time. It's the same reason why the Latino girls always attack Savannah. It's the same reason why some gay crossdresser threatened to kill and rape Ashley St. Clair. It's the same reason. These people are jealous. They're jealous that that black family walked in there with a strong father figure, a strong mother figure, a son that dresses well and knows how to play a musical instrument and has a future. They're jealous.
Well, that's it. If you look at them, whether black or white, they all look like rat-like mental patients. Like, if I was going to cast for a movie about a mental patient, that would be them.
Alex, and not to be mean, but the people on the streets, they are the people who are obese, who don't take showers, who just, their overall quality of life does not look good, and you can see it reflected.
And they're the type of people that just keep buying lottery tickets. They think, finally, the media is on my side. If I go do this, I'll be a hero. No, you're an idiot.
Exactly. They think they're making a change. They think they're leading this revolution, when in reality, they're doing nothing. They can't even stand up for themselves, which is why they have to come mob one person in a group of 10, because they can't stand individually. They don't even know what they stand for.
That's right. All right, now here we go. This is de Blasio. It's up on InfoWars.com. It says BLM protests can continue while canceling all other large events. So literally, party members of the Democratic Party, they run it, they get the money. Our party is allowed to be on the streets, but Christian groups, conservative groups, libertarian groups, no one else, Jewish groups, I will arrest you. because BLM is important, you're not. He's saying you are not essential. And he says, oh, we got a few religious leaders that agree with me. So if one religious leader agrees, all of you have no rights. Here it is.
Outdoor concerts, and it means things like parades, you know, things that here in the city can mean not just thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. It's just not time for that now.
What about protests? If people want to march down Fifth Avenue, are they going to be allowed to do so?
Look, Wolf, this is always an area of real sensitivity. If you're just talking about health, we would always say, hey, folks, you know, stay home if you can. But we understand at this moment in history, people are talking about the need for historic changes. I mean, today in New York City, you know, recognizing the power and the meaning of the message Black Lives Matter, which we did in front of Trump Tower today. This is a historic moment of change. We have to respect that, but also say to people, the kinds of gatherings we're used to, the parades, the fairs, we just can't have that while we're focusing on health right now.
And by the way, so they'll decide in the future, too, who can rally, who can demonstrate. So if you want to have a Catholic parade, or you want to have a Protestant parade, or you want to have a parade for the military, that's not allowed, because that doesn't matter. That speech doesn't matter. This speech of the Democrats and Soros and Marxism and no nuclear family, it's so important. It does, Savannah.
Exactly. And, you know, they always try to say, too, well, we can't impede on their First Amendment right to protest. Well, what about our right to religion, our freedom to religion? How is that any different? So it's ridiculous that they're picking and choosing what can and cannot be done.
It has a name. It's called total discrimination.
Exactly. Exactly.
Owen?
I just can't imagine the type of blackmail that de Blasio has on him with his top staffer that had
all the child porn,
terabytes of child pornography, child rape, snuff films. We know about Wiener's laptop.
By the way, I've talked about that staffer on here before, saying that guy looks like a pedophile.
You know, all the stuff that was on Wiener's laptop, he was running out of New York.
So does Wiener look like a pedophile?
All the stuff that was in the safe at the Epstein Manor in New York. Of course, you've got the Nixivum sex cult. You've got Cuomo, the mass murderer. I mean, they're doing all this in public. They're doing all this right in front of your face.
And you've got Cuomo with his, you know, both his nipples pierced on TV and his brother hit and run. These are sick criminals.
And just think about the real dirt. Think about the real crimes these people are engaging in behind closed doors, that they're so bold that they're going to come out here and be so clearly.
I mean, just look at Wiener. That's the guy they have with the laptop with Hillary chopping up kids and stuff.
And so, you know, part of
it. Wiener agrees, though. He says, you know, you criticize him, use her to be arrested. He's gone.
And you know what? I think, too, that, and maybe this is the ultimate.
By the way, you know, he's a special protege of Chuckie Schumer. No, Wiener was actually found by him, put in, and run by him.
Schumer was blackmailed years ago because he married a transsexual, but that's a separate story. I really think that the New York cops and the New York FBI that are good people but are actually going through the process of this, it's time to just release it. It's time to release the...
That's right. No more wait around. The gloves are off. They broke all the rules. Just burn them. Burn, burn, burn. We've made the step. We're totally attacking. Burn, attack, gadgets. Yeah.
Whether America can handle it or not, there's only one way to find out.
Yeah, let's just get it going here.
It's time. It's time for people to know what... I mean, Trump knows about it. Trump jokes about how Hillary Clinton kidnaps all these children from Haiti and puts them into sex camps. They all know it.
AP came out. The woman that got caught doing it runs Amber Alert.
Laura Silsby. Literally.
She changed her name. Look at this. Fox employees ask company to stop building police vehicles. See, to build stuff, you got to get the permission. New Yorker signed a petition to topple slave owner Washington statue, but not Muhammad, who said slavery was good. Video, Vice President of Zimbabwe says country starved because white people didn't teach them economics. Continuing, Don Lemon bashes Jesus, says he was not good, not perfect. Chicago, Black Lives Matter mural painted over with All Lives Matter. Bill de Blasio, Al Sharpton paint Black Lives Matter on street in front of Trump Tower. So he leads demonstrations, but you can't have yours. He literally says, mine is valuable, yours is not. And they have a name for that. Tyrant.
They're not social distancing.
Looks like a
either.
Pedophile.
No social distancing. But you know what? Here's the...
Just are they a Democrat? You ever heard, like, might be a redneck if you do this. Might be a pedophile if you're a Democrat. Sorry, go ahead.
I just hope that people in New York realize how bad it is. And I know they do. I don't live in New York. I do. I used to like going to visit New York. I don't know if New York City, if I will anymore.
No, it was bad until Giuliani got in. He did clean it up.
People, I mean, New York is falling apart at the seams. Trash everywhere.
It's a giant, just rotting carcass.
Just murders. I mean, literally, people, I'm not even kidding, people just walk around downtown and they walk by dead bodies bleeding out in the street from gunshots.
Yeah, mental patients are just running around.
But what is de Blasio doing? Oh, he's painting a Black Lives Matter mural. Oh, that's going to save a life. That's going to save New York. Yeah. It's just the, oh yeah, saying Black Lives Matter cares about black people. That's
Look
like
Sharpton.
That's like saying that, you know, Mother Teresa was a whore or something. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
By the way, let's say this. Everybody's just freaked out right now. This is actually, a lot of this is a blessing. When it floods in New York or Boston or old cities like that or Chicago, you don't see a lot of rats until it floods.
And there's a big storm coming.
And when it floods, there's like rats everywhere. And that's what's happened is the Liberty Movement waking up the world. Populism is like a flood. And you're just seeing the rats that were already right there behind the walls coming out. Savannah Hernandez, closing comments. You guys have got the war room coming up today, don't you? 3 p.m. Central.
Yeah, I got a special thing. Harrison will be hosting in studio, but I'll be, let's just say I'll be on site somewhere.
And we never got to your city council situation.
Yes. And if you guys want to roll this, it's about a 2-minute video. But basically, and we provided all the documentation. The mask mandate is false. The shutdown is false. The cases are false. And I told the whole city council this. They don't care. They just want to oppress us.
Okay, we're going to play that when we come back. They'll be gone, but we'll have Dan Lyman with huge breaking news in the studio with us. And is Dan coming back on your show?
I believe he'll be on. Like I said, I'm not in studio today. Harrison is. I'm going to be on site. I got a little surprise today. I think you'll like it.
All right, stay with us. Thanks, Savannah. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
What about Owen Schroyer? When I call your name, don't forget to unmute. Owen Schroyer.
Yes,
go ahead, you have 2 minutes.
I hope y'all are having fun playing tyrants up here. The disregard that this city council has for its citizens is obvious and concerning. And this one of the authoritarian, Mr. Ascot, and his totalitarian rhetoric is quite frankly offensive. But this mask mandate, which is not legal, first we're told by the Surgeon General not to wear masks, we're told by Fauci not to wear masks, we're told by the CDC not to wear masks, they even have this on their website. What happened to that? The mask does not even stop COVID. That's science. So why are you telling us to wear it? The boxes that the masks come in say it does not stop COVID. Why are you telling us this? In fact, the mask has negative health effects. Bacteria grows on the mask. You breathe in toxic levels of carbon dioxide when you wear the mask. For the sake of time, I'll spare you the details, but you can find this. It's out there. It's very well known. Now, first, when we had to shut down months ago and stay home, what were we told? Oh, this is a deadly virus. We need to stay home. Well, we now know that it's less deadly by the numbers than the seasonal flu. And how is Ascot earlier saying that we just ignore the math? Oh, the math doesn't matter. What is this, 1984? No, the math does matter. This is not that deadly. The numbers are wrong. This is as bad as the seasonal flu. So everything we're talking about should be null and void right now. Should we be shutting down and treating life this way for the seasonal flu every year? Should we have been living, wrong the whole time? Is this the new normal? And this whole thing about cases being up, well, why are cases up? Because everyone's getting tested. This is common sense. You can test everyone in the city for herpes, and herpes cases would be going up as well. Would you have a national shutdown and tell people to stop kissing and going out? And by the way, the tests are not even 100% accurate. That is also known. So who knows what the real really are?
Thank you very much, Mr. Schroyer.
Why do the politicians all over the world love this big tech? Because you see the city council, but now Owen's not there at the meeting. Again, it's further dehumanization, but here's the CDC's own website. COVID-19 is no longer a epidemic because the death numbers statistically are not high enough for that, but everybody's testing positive because they've ramped up the testing massively, and that's why they're calling it the numbers are up, not the death, but as soon as the winter or the fall starts, you will get some real pneumonia, some real flu deaths, and they can put those in a column, and they'll use that to totally shut things down again. This is truly a psychological takeover. Dan Lyman is joining us here, visiting from Switzerland, reporter for InfoWars via EuropeWars.com. Had a great interview yesterday. I want to just spend time in this shorter segment of the time we have left, just in general, about your view of the world and the election and just all the crazy communists running around and where all this is going.
Yeah, it's amazing to watch it unfolding across the United States, but then also it's catching fire, so to speak, in Europe as well. So, and then also, of course, in Australia, it's just amazing the way that Western civilization, the direction it's headed in at this point. So I think things will, of course, they will only increase in intensity as we get closer to the election. And frankly, if Trump wins, I think they will continue to increase past that. And I shudder to think what would happen if Biden wins based on the program that and the platform that he's putting out more and more increasingly and the people that are behind him. And how are patriots going to react to that at that point?
And I can say, Dan, is there a war on Western civilization? Every UN, every globalist organization says they want to get rid of the Western civilization, the nuclear family. That's just a human thing. And just everything that's good. It's such an alien, evil agenda from studying history's roots. Where does it come from?
As Owen and I were saying yesterday, at its root, of course, this is a spiritual battle. And I think a lot of people are starting to figure that out now because we're starting to see just how evil a lot of these people are. You watch these videos of Savannah and Owen getting...
We're not cherry-picking. I mean, they're almost all evil.
Absolutely, and you can find them over and over. And you were touching on earlier with the video of the people going into the church that are now being attacked by Black Lives Matter activists. So this is a spiritual battle that has manifested itself in the political and cultural war that we're seeing unfolding right now.
Because when God goes out of the world, what comes in?
Satanic behavior.
The spirit. I mean, look at these people. Look how they're walking. The Black Lives Matter people, whether they be black or white, they literally walk like goblins or something.
Yeah, as you always say, the light has gone out in their eyes. And you can see it. And, you know, Owen and I were talking about this earlier yesterday as well. Increasingly, people are being you're being identified that you're basically a dissident or a thought criminal by your behavior or your actions that you're not taking. So as time has gone on, you know, you've gone from being able to wear the MAGA hat to not because you're going to be attacked, or an InfoWars T-shirt. You might be worried about that. So you stopped identifying yourself as a dissident or a patriot. Or
and now you can't just say, hey, all police aren't bad. Or now they're saying Ford can't sell vehicles to the police. What is the dominance over everything?
Absolutely. And now, and you hear these stories now increasingly, like the other day when they did on Instagram, everyone put up the black squares. You had a lot of stories coming out of people who were being pressured by their fellow students or colleagues that if they didn't put up the square, then they were getting harassed. So you can't even opt out of this.
Oh, they're talking about kicking them out of high school, kicking them out of their job. Police officers' mothers are getting fired in Atlanta. I mean, I know a retired a SWAT team officer, nice guy from California. I'm trying to get him on the show about this. He does some security for us, and he was a trainer at CrossFit here in Austin. And they said, oh, you were a police officer, you're fired. So just being I mean, this is insanity. But the very same groups will call the police.
Right.
It's like a crazy virtue signal. They're like, look, I did something.
Right. And then as soon as something bad happens to them, they're calling the police. Or as soon as there's a skid mark on a rainbow crossing, the police are getting involved. So they really like the police when the police are doing their bidding, but they don't.
Well, exactly. They won't control the police. So they're just crushing the police right now to make them roll over their demands.
Right. Absolutely.
This is terrorism.
Absolutely, it is. It's terrorism on our society, on our civilization, and it's endless. It's like every day there's something new. You know, everyone thought it was crazy when Minneapolis said they were going to defund or, you know, basically dismantle their police department, and now it's being rolled out in basically every Democrat-controlled major city across America.
And they're taking the police budget and putting it into SJW Army. So you're not getting rid of the police. You're getting a new special fourth branch of emergency EMS all over the country.
Right, exactly.
And they are arrogant, crazy SJWs with guns.
Definitely.
That's not going to go well.
And as we touched on yesterday, they're already building these civilian forces. In Spain, for instance, they have over 3,000 civilians there that are patrolling the beaches now, as we were saying yesterday. So we see they are building their own SJWs.
Oh, this is a UN global formula. I mean, I've watched the UN hearings with the Attorney General Loretta Lynch 5 years ago, where they said, we're going to have the domestic security force. It's going to deal with emergencies. It's going to deal with outbreaks. It's going to deal with influxes of migrants. Because the influxes are coming. There's going to be migrants everywhere because they're organizing them and bringing them here.
Right. And they're going to be all protected by the attorneys at the ACLU and the and, you know, these SPLC attack dogs. Anyone who speaks out against this is going to be under attack for sure.
It's so evil. It's hard to even just comprehend it.
It really is. Every day is crazy. Crazier than the last.
And, of course, Don Lemon with his doublespeak, he said, no, it doesn't matter if there's mass shootings of black on blacks 100 times, 1,000 times the cops. We don't care.
And we know that he knows better because Tucker's been pulling those clips. Everyone's been pulling them up from 2013, 2014, what Don Lemon was saying back then. We know he knows better.
Here's the question with Don Lemon and this arrogant look in his eyes, evil, and all these folks. I mean, you're already on your knees. You're on your belly. How far are you going to get down to the New World Order? Police, police department's bowing down. You really think when the globalists take over, you're still getting your pension fund? You're idiots, and you have destroyed yourself along with us. It's time to stop bowing and stop groveling.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here, and we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
American flags on the 4th of July are burned in every town and city. And it's allowed under the First Amendment. A lot of you try to raise your flag and walk down the street, you'll get hit in the head with a brick. You don't have your free speech. And the police are so cowed, so trained to bow, that if a punches you in the face and you fight back, you'll go to jail. And these idiots actually think they're going to get ahead in life by appeasing. Because for so long they've had us appeasing. But now we're going over the edge of the cliff. This is the moment where one more step of appeasement leads to destruction of the republic. All right, I've got something really strong and powerful I'm going to hit with Dan Lyman here of EuropeWars.com, because Europe's ahead of us a lot in all the fires and the death and the killing and the looting. And when he's been here 2 years ago in studio from EuropeWars.com, he said, I think in a couple of years it'll be in America this bad. Well, now we've reached what Europe has. Brought to you by the same UN, the same George Soros, the very same operation on record. We'll talk about it in a moment. We're not brought to you by George Soros. We're brought to you by you. And I want to thank you all for your support. This is your last chance this weekend to get free shipping and double Patriot points, probably until Christmas. So probably the next time we have free shipping and double Patriot points. That's a big deal. And then we also have Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, Vaso Beach, DNA Force, Winter Sun Plus, Ultra 12, Bodies, and a lot of other great items that have been sold out back in stock at 50 to 60% off. And quite frankly, I've been so busy covering news and fighting the globalists, I've got to go over and look at our inventory and what we've got to even have a new sale, because everybody's habituated to only buy stuff when we have a sale. And that's kept us on air. That's great. But what happens when a third of the items, and I was in a meeting the last two mornings on this for hours, because I don't want to spend my time on getting product and marketing and funding ourselves. I want to stand, you know, on the air promoting the truth and fight back. But, you know, it's okay. Revolutionaries always have to fund themselves when you're up against the mega banks and the media and foreign governments and the leftists and the universities. You know, we're the underdog. America's the underdog. Trump's the underdog. You know, oh, they're the resistance. No, we're the resistance. The whole world's ganged up against us, but it's okay. We're going to win again, thanks to God and taking action. And just so God bless you all. But this morning I sat there with horror because Tim finally got me a list of it, and I'm not putting him down. He's been busy. But nine items we used to be able to get, we just can't get because the proprietary patented items aren't being manufactured anymore because a lot of companies have shut down. And our business wasn't enough to keep them open. These are big national suppliers. If we get good, made in America, high quality stuff, none of it comes from China. It's all source tested. And so if you can't get it anymore, we don't replace it with some crap. And under law, too, you got to reformulate if you change anything. So that's why I'll say plus, if we ever reformulate, we always reformulate to make it better. But if you reformulate to make it not as good, it still has to be changed. And so I'm sitting here with horror watching the supply chain break down. You go to the grocery store, and a lot of the items you used to like to get are out, or there's some new brand you never saw that's crappy because the old brand's out of business, folks. And during this thing, it's like, oh, we're not out of business. We've been bought. And I go look at Berkshire Hathaway, at Soros. So many companies we used to use have been bought by a consortium with Bill Gates, a consortium of the Royal Family of England. I mean, you go research it. Well, or, oh, we don't want to make your this supplement anymore because I'm smart. I've got like eight big manufacturers. We're down to like five now. Because a couple times, like with Emirates Essentials, they said, oh, we got bought by a big company. They don't want to make your stuff anymore. They don't like you. So they say, go out and build your own company. Go out and make your own thing. That's where it is now. And I'm not a victim. I'm not complaining. I'm telling you, I'm involved at a corporate supply side level, right down to marketing and delivery. The whole chain. We have to run it all. That which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And so I've gotten to see basically every level, okay? Washington, Hollywood, marketing, corporate stuff, you name it. It's like cat's eye. I've just been, you know, that movie. I've seen a lot of wild stuff. Just God's put me there, part of my training, I guess. And I'm telling you, we're already in a depression worldwide. They keep things locked down. It's going to shut down almost everything. And then the supply chain breaks down, and then it's super bad. It took decades and decades to build us this level. So you better get your storable foods while you still can. You better get your supplements while you still can. Because I'm telling you, it's just going to get crazier from here on out. We're going to make it through this. But it's going to take some major preparation and focus, and it's going to take keeping InfoWars on the air. So thank you all for your support. But I would take action now, and I would get storable food. It's now 3 or 4 weeks for delivery during this, quote, lull. It's going to get a lot worse, I believe. So take action now. And it helps us fund people like Dan Lyman, doing a great job writing reports with his crew every day in Europe. All right, Dan, this is a shorter segment because I did a long plug. Sorry. We got you 15 minutes the next hour. Dr. Nick Beggs takes over. Before I get into the censorship, UN takeover, and the latest developments that are so huge with Facebook. Next segment. What are some of the other things on your radar?
Well, a couple of things that are on my radar. First, I'm just going to touch on here. We'll go to Europe. And what I'm noticing, I think it goes along with the fact that all these new mask rules that are coming in place here in Austin and Michigan and Colorado, where they're getting even more aggressive with that. What I'm seeing is that California, you know, the expression is as California goes, so goes the nation. And I'm seeing that kind of, it seems like all other states and cities and municipalities are starting to kind of conform to the precedent that California has set. And I think we're also seeing that in Europe as well, where you have France and Spain really set the most draconian orders in terms of masks and lockdowns and all that. And there were other countries that kind of, they weren't prepared to go that far down the rabbit hole.
Well, Sweden did the lowest, and they had the lowest level. Same thing with where you live.
Right, exactly. And you've seen the amount of pressure that has been put on Sweden to conform to that and to, you know, they've been demonized as the place that we're always going to be the worst and the death rates will be the worst. And obviously that's not what happened. But one of the things that I'm seeing that's interesting is, for instance, in Switzerland, we never had a mask mandate. So you could come and go as you please if you wanted to wear one. There were plenty of people that did, of course, but you never had to, go into grocery stores. The only thing that they mandated was when you were to get a haircut in the salon. But now, on Monday, this past Monday, they just introduced that you're going to have to wear one now on all public transportation. You're also going to have to wear it on all flights, which is all brand new. So Switzerland kind of held out for a while, and I get the sense that the pressure has been on for them to start imposing mask mandates. And now what we're seeing is in Denmark, where they actually were even more liberal about the whole thing. They even reduced the social distancing from 2 meters down to one. So it kind of makes you think, where did they come up with these numbers?
It's all BS.
It's all BS. However, they also never mandated masks, and now they're starting to actually impose some mask suggestions now, and of course we can see where that slippery slope leads, of course. So that I get this.
It's all UN run, and it's never going to end if we submit. It only gets tighter.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And then another along those same lines, in terms of the gaslighting and the propaganda that's they're using to convince us that, you know, that Black Lives Matter protests help slow the spread of coronavirus. Another one is today that they've come out with a new study from the University of Gothenburg in Sweden, saying that isolation made the Swedish elderly feel better, not worse. So they're claiming now that people's mental health that were kind of been isolated either.
And 26 million Black Lives Matter marchers helped knock down COVID-19.
Right, exactly.
And 2 + 2 = 1.
Right. And war is peace, and slavery is freedom. So, they're putting out now studies now saying that older folks benefited from being in isolation, that they're happy, they're not worrying about their finances, that they're not worried about getting ill. I think we know that that's certainly not the case.
Unbelievable next level line.
It never ends. Never ends.
Well, Austin quietly passed a resolution that we're staying locked down until December 31st. That's just hidden in the article about $2,000 fines for not wearing a mask.
Yes. And in Michigan, the governor there just today announced that they're doing $500 fines for masks, and that's statewide. So if you don't abide by the mask law,
and this is a crazy woman that, again, ordered people that did have the flu, did have COVID, did have pneumonia into nursing homes. And we have videos of like 18-year-old mental patients beating up white people because they're white and blood splattering everywhere and then giving them COVID and everything else. I mean, this is insane.
The scam runs deep. And also her husband was caught trying to get his boat in the water early before everyone else.
He said, it doesn't matter. I'm the governor. Husband.
Exactly. Exactly. And then they managed to get away with that as well. So.
Well, what was great is that people at the boat dock said, we don't want your boat. Come get your boat. Went public with it.
And they blew him out of the water.
This is what needs to happen. We need to stop giving service to leftists and a globalist and anything else. Like you see Abbott at a restaurant. You own it. Say, get your ass and get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. Go get on your knees in the New World Order. Anybody. We don't shop with leftists. We don't support them. They want to take our bank accounts. They want to suppress us. They want to dominate us. Then they want war. They're going to get it. Ostracize them out of your lives. Let them know they can burn in hell. We're going to come back and tell you what the enemy's up to.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Studying the United Nations, who set it up, how it operates for a long time. I know a lot of you have as well. And they tried to launch plans back in the 60s to disarm the military and the police and then only have a UN force around the world. And a lot of people ended up, in the government quietly having to be gotten rid of to stop that at that point. and you go to the CIA website and look up State Department Memorandum 7277. If you type in State Department Memorandum 7277, you'll notice it'll pop up on Wikipedia and places like that. You can actually go to the CIA, has got a flyer from 1963 about FBI agents and CIA operatives that were creating a newsletter called On Target about a list of people in the government that they were planning to kill if they continue to go along with the plan. So the government knows all about this ongoing battle and this ongoing fight. And we would have already been under this a long time ago if there hadn't been a quiet hot war inside the federal government. And people got killed on both sides, just so you know. Just so you know. And I'll tell you, Texas led the operations against it. And I grew up hearing about this. And I'll just leave it at that. Just little things here, little things there about what went on. Now, let's talk about this right now. Let's look at this fella right here. This is Jonathan Greenblatt, and he worked directly as special counsel to President Barack Obama. So when you look at this guy, you're looking at President Barack H. Obama. Now, Mr. Greenblatt heads up the Anti-Defamation League. And anyone that doesn't want to turn their guns in, anyone that doesn't want to open borders, anybody that doesn't want the UN to run their lives, they're an anti-Semite. Trump's an anti-Semite. Now, the truth is, we know that Jews are a diverse group of views and ideas, and I'm not against Israel, I'm not against Jews. I'm not going to be sucked in to being in this whole thing, okay? The point is that Greenblatt comes out and says I'm anti-Semitic because I even exist, okay? Now, let's talk about this. Can ADL stop the hate by embracing Al Sharpton? Big articles are out. Al Sharpton's a guy that actually has attacked Jews and said Jews are bad. So, but he's good, you see. Radical Islam's good. I mean, the ADL now is not even really pro-Israel because they understand this is about globalism. Continue. ADL CEO under fire for partnering with Al Sharpton is pushing for Facebook boycott. Can the ADL stop the hate by embracing Al Sharpton? Facebook's own civil rights auditors say the policy decisions are a tremendous setback and recommend they follow the ADL's directives. The ADL says they want their trainers to not just train Facebook censors, but be in charge. Letter to the New York Times regarding Alex Jones' removal from social media. He goes on to say, I'm an anti-Semite because I said gay groups and some leftist Jewish groups did obviously dress up at different events. Some of the white supremacists are leftists posing as that. We catch them all the time. The left does Jesse Smollett stuff. I mean, that's what Barat does. Sacha Baron Cohen goes around and poses as an anti-Jewish guy and gets people to join in. I mean, he's saying this doesn't exist, so I should be taken off the Internet. He calls for me in the New York Times to be censored 2 years ago and said it was a good thing because I lied. I mean, I didn't lie. That's what Sacha Baron Cohen, that did your keynote address, poses all the time as an anti-Semite to set people up. I mean, but even though I was lying, I have a right to free speech. But it's you, Mr. Greenblatt, that's doing this. ADL statement on Facebook decision to remove Louis Farrakhan, Alex Jones, and other bigots from platform. Here's this: college threatens to revoke students' admission after viral pro-Trump TikTok video. She just said, I love Trump, and I don't care what you say. He's a great president. They're now saying they're going to take away her high school diploma as she goes to college. The road to human rights in Iran, are we there yet? Here's Jonathan Greenblatt's wife, a refugee from Iranian tyranny, and she writes articles with an image of her with red tape over her mouth, how the regime doesn't let you have speech and censors. So his wife runs around as a human rights activist and gets all this money, you know, through groups to try to have regime change in Iran, which I'm all for, but then by day and by night, her husband is just as bad as the regime. Just point that out. Now, I want to get Dan Lyman's take on this. I'm going to get into the serious documents in the next hour of the UN replacement plan, a super racist plan against white people, and how this operation is going to work and how it's run by the UN, and how the ADL says if you talk about it, they will, quote, purge you, though I'm going to show you the official UN documents from their website word for word. Dan Lyman of EuropeWars.com, you have any comments on this?
Well, I think this is the kind of stuff that we can look forward to in a Biden presidency, given that they're going to have all these kinds of people just re-embedded in the administration there. And what I think is amazing is that these people, they will blanket attack an entire group of people just for being white. But if you attack a single individual for having poor policy or being flat out evil, most recently we saw, we can't even talk poorly about Tammy Duckworth because she lost her legs, unfortunately. So, I mean, they will find any reason why
you can say dismantle America that whites are evil and we can't respond back.
Right. We can't even attack an individual.
I mean, she's a racist pig.
But they can attack an entire group of people.
The truth is, they're a bunch of racists, okay? So I don't think the ADL represents Jews. There are a lot of good Jews. I've had Jews help me out with things. I mean, Bandot Video was designed by a guy from Israel, great guy, didn't like us being censored, helped us build it. And then was like, here, it's done, have it. There's so many examples. I'm not going to have the ADL trick me into hating Jews because they make money off that.
Yeah, and that's they're sowing division across the board between everyone for every little infraction or anything we said 10 years ago or whatever. So sowing division within groups, between groups, and I think that's obviously the end game, is just have everybody fighting with each other while they make their moves.
Exactly. He's a hired contractor to just come in and create total division.
That's what it seems like.
Let's continue here. Let me give people a little preview of what's coming up. Macron, enabler of the Carnegie Plan, 200 million Africans will live in Europe after 30 years of migration. Melania Trump statue in Slovenia torn down. President Macron vows to flood Europe with millions of African migrants. He says 150 million just for France alone. UN plan to flood America with 600 million migrants. Infowars.com. Direct links to the UN website, where they officially say that's the policy, but you've already seen it implemented. Dems officially proposed giving entire world's migrant asylum in the U.S. That is the latest article that came out yesterday, and we actually show you the Democratic Party now saying that that is actually their policy, that their policy in the new platform with Joe Biden has adopted the idea of no borders, no walls, and to bring unlimited, quote, migrants in, and that the U.N.'s in charge of it.
And they tell us that it's inevitable, that it has to happen. There's no stopping it. But these are the same people that tell us we can actually change the climate of the planet if we, give up this and give up that. So they say we can fight God, essentially, fight God's creation. But at the same time, we can't even defend our borders from humans who are very, you can prevent them from crossing borders if you really want to. As they've proven throughout this, the whole coronavirus thing, they've actually managed to seal down a lot of the borders pretty well. But they tell us that it's inevitable that hundreds of millions of people from the third world are going to flood into our countries in a very short period of time. And there's just nothing that they can do about it. So,
and this is official. And this is happening. And then when it's in the official UN website, they look at us and tell us we're crazy. It doesn't exist. When it's an official plan happening, we can look out our window and see. And they're telling the migrants whites are inherently bad. So whites are being beaten up and attacked by people from all over the world is up multi-thousand percentage points.
And weaponizing a lot of these people who do come in and then rise up through the ranks of power. Ilhan Omar is one great example. But you have people like that in Sweden as well. You have a very similar character in Sweden who was a migrant refugee from an African country who is basically there now saying, leading this charge, the Black Lives Matter movement there, saying that Sweden is a bastion of whiteness and needs to be torn down.
Yeah, so exactly. Now they're saying the countryside is too white in England. We've got to force people out there and take their homes. And saying the existence of white is evil. And it needs to be purged. And then the ADL is up there saying, we're going to purge anybody and put them in prison if they say there's a plan to bring in 600 million people and force whites to just die. I mean, it's genocide. It's actual Hitlerian activity. The only thing I see Hitlerian right now is the United Nations and this replacement migration plan.
And if people want to see, if they want to look at a glimpse into the future, just look at what has gone down in South Africa in the past couple of decades and the way that people are being dispossessed of their land simply for being white, and the attacks that are carried out on them are unbelievably heinous, some of the worst things I've ever seen or read, and that's simply just for being white. So people need to look at that, take a good hard look, examine it, and see that this is already coming.
And realize the ADL stands for Adolf Defense League, because they're just taking the ideas of Hitler racially and turning it all the way around, but then the ADL will direct it all. I mean, that's literally what the ADL is saying. It's the closest thing to Hitler I've ever seen. We will purge you. We will imprison you for your speech. We are in command. We rule you now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.